Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, another wide receiver off the market. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL Blitz on the way. We'll talk more about the Hawks and the victory last night, and hopefully another one tonight. Karl-Anthony Towns, as we mentioned, is going to be back. First of all, you just look around the league right now.
Go Dawgs.
Everywhere. Dogs everywhere. And Mecole Hardman is another one who has now a Super Bowl ring. He gets a one-year deal from the Jets. Chance to make upwards of $6.5 million.
I wanted him here.
Well, that's the thing, Mike. I mean, and here's the thing. We're not being like, oh, we want all the wide receivers. We have a bunch of guys that we think are going to be really good. What we don't have, in my opinion, is a burner. We just right. don't have a guy that you just – I'm going to throw it down the field, and he's going to go get it.
Or the little guy, the changeup guy, you know, this guy that can just get open in the slot or go down to your center. Blow the top off. We had all big, tall guys. You're right, the little guy.
Mecole Hardman is one of those guys. It's funny, Adam Schefter was like, the Jets get a guy that runs jet sweeps. And Mecole Hardman was like, way more than jet sweeps. He's good, man. How good will he be with the Jets? Depends on the quarterback. And this is, again, if you are Aaron Rodgers, Mike, yeah. I don't know how many of these moves Aaron's behind, but look at all the guys. Lazard,
right.
Hardman. Look at all the things that now the Jets are looking at offensively. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you're thinking, okay, this might not be the bad decision after all if I end up going there.
Yeah, I got a good running back. They got a lot of pieces, man. Chris, real quick. Chris, our producer, grew up in Jersey. How's the Jets' offensive line? They going to keep Aaron Rodgers upright?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They've been bringing in some pieces as well. But here's the thing, guys. Wide receiver room over there is crowded.
Now
they have Lazard,
yep.
Hardman, Corey Davis, Elijah Moore. I mean, they have pieces on top of pieces. They're going to be fighting for reps.
Well, he also wants, you know, Randall Cobb and everybody else to come. I mean, I don't know
Garrett
how many
Wilson.
Of I don't
the
know
ghost
how many
of Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, I don't know how many of these guys are going to join the team, but you know, listen. It won't be because of a lack of weapons for Aaron Rodgers if he goes to the Jets. So that news just coming down, and we said this. There are going to be more free agent pieces that end up in different places, but Mecole Hardman going from the Chiefs to the Jets.
Now, I guess the question for the Jets, do you have to give up the number one since there's so much momentum now on this thing? It's so far down the tracks.
It is.
It's left the station, and it's rolling, and now the Jets Nation, everyone expects this to happen. But, you know, some would say if a guy's – there's no guarantee Aaron Rodgers just plays 1 year and goes into the darkness. So do you give up a first-round pick, or you say, I give you a second-round pick and maybe a conditional one moving forward next year? That's – a lot of agents – I mean, a lot of things I saw today and written last week say, you know, there's a unit system. There's – you wouldn't give more than a two and maybe a three next year. Nothing more than that.
I wouldn't. I mean, I just
Packers
wouldn't.
Are expecting a lot more than that. That's a problem.
Well, of course they are. Here's the deal. It's their fault they've held on this long. They should have done this 3 years ago.
That's why we should have moved on from Matt Ryan years ago ourselves.
Should have done this 3 years right. ago. He's still balling. He's at the prime of his career. He might have won one of these MVPs elsewhere. At the end of the day, you've held on to him too long. Now you want the bank. You want all the money. You're not going to get all of that. So I'm with you, Mike. This is what I do. I'd offer exactly what the Jets are offering and say, take it or leave it. And then if they don't, We're going to do either a couple of things. We'll move some of these draft picks. We'll go get a quarterback. Mm. There's still some guys out there that we may like. Hell, Mike, they might get into the Lamar sweepstakes. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, some were saying that Washington should do that. There's all these rumors. We'll get into the Blitz, though, about there's now two ownership groups apparently trying to vie for Daniel Snyder's empire.
All right, guy asked us about the draft. He says, what if picks 3 through 7 are Anderson? And he goes through all the lists, you know, Carter, Wilson, Murphy. And he says, would you hate it if Bijan Robinson was a Falcons pick at 8? Listen, I said this yesterday. He is arguably the 6th or 7th best player in the draft. Okay? I want you to get that. In the draft. I'm talking about totally. The problem is, he's a running back. And it's rare. If you think he's Saquon Barkley, Mike, take him. Because that's the last guy that went this high in the draft, which was 2018. If you don't, then you don't risk it. But if you're asking me, no, I wouldn't be, because he makes your offense so much better. And some people might say, well, why would we do that? He's just talented, man, and he's special. So I would draft him, but I know a lot of people would not like that.
I mean, you can never have too many running backs. You would have the control of the first round. I mean, again, it wouldn't be cheap. The question now is, you know, does the devaluation of running backs extend now to your draft philosophy? Because he will be arguably one of the impact running backs in the league, but how long will it last? And then when he's out into that year 5 and beyond, how much money are you willing to pay? Are you willing to back up the Brinks truck for a Derrick? You know, some say, oh, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But the Derrick Henry situation, you know, what the Raiders did with Jacobs. Jacobs didn't even get his 5th year because the Raiders didn't want to have to spend that money. Now, the Raiders aren't exactly the example. They make a lot of bad decisions.
They franchised him, though.
But, yeah, but still, do you as a team feel, I can always get a running back in the middle of rounds? One thing about this franchise, we've found good luck sometimes getting running backs, you know, in the middle rounds.
You have, but you haven't found a difference maker. You haven't found a special back that just is wow and holy crap, we got the best guy in the league. We can say we don't need that, and maybe you don't. You look around the league. I mean, listen, teams are winning without that, but that's the one thing we had. Even when Freeman, we were just talking about Freeman the other day. When Freeman was here, Freeman was good. He was good.
2,000-yard seasons.
But he wasn't the best back in the league.
No, but he was versatile. He caught passes out of the backfield. It was a nice combo, but you're right, wasn't the guy. Now, if you want to take it all the way back to when, you know, our coach was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee, Derrick Henry, take pressure off your young quarterback. You got those weapons. It's not the craziest thing. Look, what Falcon fan out there wouldn't be bananas if we drafted Bijan Robinson?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody would love it. A, it's an offensive piece. It's sexy as hell. He's a dude, you go out and buy the jersey, and you got a built-in 1,500-yard rusher for, you know, at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and Mike, I hate to say it, but look, my philosophy is that fifth-year thing with running backs, you got to be looking at another guy. Just because if you're going to put the wear and tear on him, you know, that's
– But then some would say you're ignoring edge rush. Guys, remember you and I had this debate with a couple of listeners yesterday about when Vic Beasley came up, should we have gone – the best athlete would have been Todd Gurley. But you did have the 1,000-yard running back. And you still, here's the deal, if you had Todd Gurley playing in those, you know, 16 and 17 seasons, you still have one of the worst defenses in the league that didn't have an edge rusher. And Vic gave us one great year. So I know it's difficult, it's hard to back off, but when you look at the business model for what Arthur Smith wants to do, with all due respect to Tyler Allgeier, Bijan Robinson is a completely different. That's a superstar level.
It's right. Another level. And when I say this is, you know, again, I was getting this from scouts in Indy, like, go look.
Right. Well, you watch him every week. He's a rock star.
He is. But, you know, I mean, he also won the Doak Award. I mean, right. He was the best running back in the country. And he should have been at the Heisman Award, by the way. He should have been there. But they didn't win enough games. But when you start talking about the overall rankings outside of the quarterbacks, the quarterbacks are always going to be high. You start talking about the 6th or 7th best player in this draft, and you're probably going to pass up on him. You're probably going to pass it.
Well, a lot of mock drafts, you know where he goes? Eagles. They moved on from Miles Sanders and the Eagles. Again, that fits perfectly what the Eagles do, and they've got obviously some great pieces in place as well at wide receiver, and the rich get richer.
They just picked up Rashad Penny. We were just talking about that. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, a couple of things going on around the league, including a week after releasing Ezekiel Elliott. And by the way, speaking of running backs, where is he going to land, right? I mean, we know he's going to – they gave him this option. They're telling him now because they're trying to be fair to him so he can find a team. But this is going to be that June 1, post-June 1 situation so the Cowboys don't get hit with the big cap. But the Cowboys have agreed to a 1-year deal with Ronald Jones, Mike.
Right. And that's their – You know, that's their guy to replace Ezekiel Elliott because Tony Pollard emerged as the dude before he got injured. And unfortunately, when Ezekiel Elliott got pressed into service and more load was put on his shoulders, he didn't really respond, did he, in the playoff game?
No, he really didn't. And some people say, hey, he's washed. Do you think he's washed?
I think he's trending that way. I think, like, we know we got Todd Gurley at the wrong time in his career. Todd Gurley, now, he said he could have carried the ball more. We were told it was more about they had to treat him like a Fabergé egg because of the arthritis in the knee. But I just think, but that gets back to our conversation about Bijan Robinson. You get while the getting's good because you got a window, but you're never going to overpay. I don't mind drafting him, but I might not pay him that money in after year five.
Listen, Saquon got franchised. Jacobs got franchised. Teams did not want to go into this, I'm going to give you 5 years, $120 million.
Correct.
I'd rather franchise and pay you $10 million next season, and we'll see where we're at.
And the average shelf life now, what's the average? I mean, 7 years?
Yeah.
And then you start to see even Derrick Henry was off a yard from per carry from last season.
No doubt about it. Texans making a couple of moves. We're going to talk with John McClain coming up. We'll find out what they're thinking about at 2. That's where they currently pick. And, again, things can change. Ohio State's pro day going on today, Alabama tomorrow. Texans made 2 major additions. They signed Dalton Schultz, which I think is a good move. Schultz is a good tight end. Played with the Cowboys. And then Devin Singletary, they also signed. Schultz's deal is up to worth $9 million bucks. And Singletary's deal is a short one, $3.5 or $3.7 million. But, Mike, the point is, here's a team with no quarterback, but they're setting themselves up for whoever that's going to be. That guy's going to come in and he's going to have weapons to throw to. He's going to have some foundation. Remember, Laramie Tunzel signed.
Right.
They're trying to get some foundation for whoever they're going to draft. Now, that organization's been a joke. But I do like some of the things they're trying to do right now in free agency.
Right. They made some good moves. We talked about Daron Payne, right? We talked about getting a sort of a team-friendly deal, signed a big-time tackle. And now there's multiple groups we already heard about initially. I guess Bezos, and maybe just, look, Bezos can buy and sell the Commanders 5 times over.
Yep.
If he wanted to. The question is, are you going to have any lingering lawsuits? There's so much bad juju between Daniel Snyder. The report that came out yesterday that Snyder has moved out of their Virginia headquarters. There's no Snyder presence, either he or his wife.
What is he on, his yacht?
Apparently living in London.
Ah.
I don't know if that's about extradition. I know we do have an extradition treaty with the UK, but he's apparently living in London. But we mentioned this yesterday briefly, but the big story is, and Magic was part of a big consortium that bought the Dodgers. So Magic is always part of something special. It's Josh Harris and Magic Johnson in there, apparently, talking to ESPN, that they're trying to put a package together. But the question now, Forbes has the value at $5.6
billion. Magic has all these connections with these hedge fund guys and the money he's made. He's not putting all his money in there, but Mike, he connects people. It's what he does. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, Magic. Yeah, Magic owns like half of L.A. You wouldn't even know it.
Right.
It would not surprise me if this group ends up being the front runner because of the people that are going to get involved.
But think about it, guys, and this is why Roger Goodell's making over $70 million because the value franchise that were sold for $400 million. The Commanders aren't even relevant in the NFL. They play in one of the worst stadiums, and they're worth $5 billion Ooh. More. Unbelievable.
It really is. Hey, when we come back last night, he played really well. The night before, not so much. What's he going to do tonight? Because if this team is going to get to where they need to be, he's got to be special every night. It's Dukes and Bell.
Now Trey around the perimeter. Stop. He's going to shoot the three and make it. Oh, 118 to 91.
Yeah, it was a good win. It was a good win. Steve Holman with the call. Bang! Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're going to talk about the Hawks because, and you know, here we go, Mike. Dukes is about to say something about Trae Young, and it'll get back to Trae Young. I need Trae Young to be great. We're going to talk about it in a second. But we were talking about the idea as one of our listeners hit us up and said, would you guys be okay?
What if I told you we drafted Bijan Robinson?
If all these guys are gone, And the best running back on the board, and he is there, would you guys be okay with it? He's not projected to be a top 10 pick, but, guys, that's only because of the position.
Right.
I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with his ability and how he, you know, what he did at the combine. They understand how talented he is, but teams are very reluctant to take a chance like this, Mike. And, again, you go back to 2018 and you say Saquon. Mm-hmm. What was he, the number 2 overall pick?
Right.
If you think he's Saquon, you take him. But then you said to me, the Falcons don't take running backs in early in drafts.
No, man, you got to go back the last 25 years. Tevin Coleman was a third rounder. Jarius Norwood was a third rounder. The only time in the last 25 years the Falcons have drafted a running back in the first round Anybody want to guess in your car? Shout it out. Yes, Rich McKay took T.J. Duckett, the big powerful back out of Michigan State, to be sort of the thunder to Warwick Dunn's lightning that we rolled with Mike Vick for a number of years. And T.J. was solid, if not spectacular, but at the end of the day, maybe not worth a first rounder.
I was going to say, I mean, like, he was good.
Right.
He wasn't special.
And before that, I saw this guy blow his knee out in preseason. Byron Hanspard, second round out of Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That was back in 1997.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there ain't, the point I'm getting to is if you feel that some teams don't value the running back, we are definitely a team that doesn't value the running back. Some guys, and Carl said, well, look it up. I did. Look at the numbers. Unbelievable. Guess where Jamal Anderson was drafted?
Oh, he was definitely a first rounder.
My man was a seventh round draft pick.
Isn't that crazy?
He had 3,000 yard seasons, one under June Jones, and then Dan Reeves obviously said, here, take this ball and run with it all day. And he did. And obviously 400 some odd carries in 98.
Yeah, listen, it's the reason why all that matters is because even as we've gotten to this point in 2023, that was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And they weren't.
We just don't. As an organization, now again, that can change the new general manager. But
yes.
But we know we need edge rush.
But this is why take the best player is crap. That's what I'm saying,
again,
Mike.
Right now, again, I know everybody. I've been saying it: edge rush, trenches, trenches, trenches. Now you got me thinking, because if we have Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech, who I know the size and measurables, but I don't know anything about what he does.
Yeah.
I've saw Bijan Robinson, man, he's a stud. And just because of the Derrick Henry connection we mentioned last segment to our coach and having that was the blueprint. It was a pretty good blueprint for a couple of years in Tennessee. I got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Got the wheels spinning.
Just a little bit. And they should be. And this is why it's so much fun leading up to the draft. All right, let's talk about the Hawks. They win last night. I do want you to hear Trey. And here's where I'm at. I think we're going to be in the play-in. I know we could be anywhere between where we're at and the sixth spot to out of the playoffs. Okay? Literally. You guys do understand that, right? We could lose enough games to still be out of the playoffs.
There's 10 games left in the season.
Right. So Trey, over the last 10, okay, last 10, has averaged about 25 points a game. Now, last night, for example, he didn't miss a free throw. He went 11 for 11. Those are Trey things. It's what makes him special. But, Mike, if you really want to make sure you get into these playoffs, averaging 25 over your last 10 games is not going to be enough. That average has got to come up. He's got to be superstar level over these last 10 to just say, reassure us that we're going to get in, and then let's see where we go. But I'm just telling you, like, the numbers, they're good. But they are not like, hey, there's no way in hell we're missing the playoffs.
Well, the thing is, guys, two ways of looking at this. And this is why the San Antonio loss and the loss to Charlotte before the All-Star break makes you want to just punch something. The Nets are falling apart. The Nets have lost four in a row. Remember we talked about, like a month ago, we said maybe the Nets are going to fall out of the guaranteed spot. The Heat are just a 1.5 games better than you, 2.5. We're 15.5 out there, 13. They're 2 games ahead of us in the loss column. That's for the 7. But Raptors are just 1 game behind us in the loss column. And the Bulls are just 1 game behind us in the loss column as well. So we can still blow this. We can still blow, to your point, the play-in game. And if you had told me back in August, DeJounte Murray coming to this team, you know, drafting A.J. Griffin, et cetera, and that we were going to be the fourth seed. No, I thought it would be the third or fourth seed. Play-in game again? Because we're a 500 team. So all those games that we blew leads or couldn't play 4 quarters have come back to bite us, and that's why you and I were belly. Guys are like, long season, man. Yeah, in November. It still freaking matters. Okay? All you guys, yeah, man, get off Trey's back. Yeah, okay, here we are. Here we are. Hanging on by our fingernails. Every freaking game matters. You don't like 82 games? Call the commissioner.
Because they were. That's what they were telling us. And every time we go, all right, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Now these games are catching up.
What are we playing for, you know?
I'm asking,
DJ. And then we get, oh, Quinn Snyder's coming. We're going to fix this thing. And then you blow the Spurs. The Spurs game, I got to be honest, that's arguably one of the worst losses, and I've been here in 25 years, that I've seen the Hawks make. That's one of the worst.
It's bad. It was
despicable.
Bad. It was bad. This is why he's got to play at a superstar level. I'm not saying he's not been good.
He was terrible in that game.
Well, what, he hit 9 points?
Yes.
Yeah. In a game that you should have won. Now, you could say they were up so big, and maybe, again, you just the effort at the end of the game wasn't there. But if we're going to get in, and we're for sure going to get in.
Right.
I need Trae Young to be Trae Young and do some special things here over these next 10 games. It's Dukes and Bell. I want you to hear him talk about playing defense. Mike, you like this two-way Trae thing? This two-way Trae, baby!
Yes, all of a sudden he is Gary Payton.
Two-way Trae! Let's hear Trae.
I think it was, I mean, a great defensive effort tonight. Obviously, them first two quarters, they got going a little bit more than the second half, but I think we did a really good job in that second half, really, I mean, establishing what we needed to do to win the game and stretch the lead out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you beat the worst team in the league without their best star.
Okay, why you gotta go there? I mean, come on.
I'm being factually accurate.
I mean, but Quinn Snyder did say we don't need to celebrate. I mean, you didn't say that. He said it.
I love what play it again, Sam. I love what Quinn Snyder nailed it. Because again, if you're flexing after this one, you may flex after Golden State. They won 7 games on the road this year. Easy, slow your roll, Ace.
Just pleased with the way that we protected the paint and. It's not anything we need to be, too congratulatory about. We just got to keep working at it and keep doing it.
I'm going to spit my water out.
Did he walk into the locker room and was like, don't pat yourselves on the back? he's right. Because there are games you're supposed to win. This is what championship caliber teams, and I'm not saying we are because I don't believe that right now, but championship caliber teams, I'll give you an example last night. I watched the World Baseball Classic. It was so good. My energy's up. I'm like, oh, it was great. It was great. I flip on Sacramento and the Celtics. And the first half is like, woo, Kings, boy, they're doing some things, man. Right. They've been a very fun team to watch this year. Second half, Mike, Celtics blew them out. Right. That's what championship teams do. And the point is, we haven't shown that. So Quinn Snyder's right. Trae is right. We had better defensive effort last night. But this is something, as we look at the last 10 games, it's going to matter. And if you say, well, they ain't done it all season, well, build something. I mean, give me something heading into the playoffs. Let me feel at least like, okay, the last 10, Trae went off, the defense was better, and somebody, whoever we're going to play, is in trouble. I want to feel that way, but I don't right now.
Right. And Minnesota, as we said, DeJounte Murray's banged up. He's still got a cold. Bogey's banged up. Jalen Johnson's banged up. And Ant-Man, we'll find out later with the pregame tonight about, 7:30? Anthony Edwards may or may not play. So that's an advantage you guys. And let's be honest, he came in here and kicked your butts. I mean, Minnesota put on a show.
He got hurt against us, didn't he? Was it against us that he got injured? I'm trying to remember. Either way, yes, that is a huge blow as they get Carl Anthony Towns back. 404-741-0929. We retweeted out there a snippet of Mike and I talking about the quarterback situation because C.J. Stroud threw today. Bryce Young's going to throw tomorrow. And we were talking about with these pro days. Where are you right now with the excitement level for the Falcons? And we expressed how we felt. Go check it out. You can find it at 929 The Game at Mike Bell ATL and at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and of course at Dukes and Bell 929. A lot of guys saying, I'm content with the quarterback. We're fine. Ritter and Heinicke, I'm okay. I hear you.
Now you got me. You know what it is? This Carl is literally like the movie Inception. Okay, you're like DiCaprio getting inside my noggin. Because all of a sudden he's like, he popped. You just drove today. It was like, Bijan Robinson. And now it's like, now all you can think of is, wow, yeah, no, we did have Tyler Allgeier, and he's amazing, and he's done a hell of a job with 1,000 yards in 16 games. But yeah, and you think about, Derrick Henry, what he did with the Titans when they were.
Bijan runs away from people.
Correct. That's the difference. See, that one, now you got me, thinking about that now, and not about edge rush and corners and tackles.
We signed some guys. We're okay. Mike, you know what we need to do?
What?
Score more points.
Yeah.
We've got to score more points.
I don't think there'd be any. Now, again, Drake London last year was kind of like, whoa, people. I'll be polite. It was a lukewarm reaction at Mercedes-Benz when the Drake London pick went down. I think Bijan Robinson would get people pretty stoked.
I think he would, too, because he is a home run hitter.
Right.
That's why.
Right.
We haven't had that. Last time we got it was Julio.
Right.
Okay? Seriously. We haven't had it.
So we need to score more points.
Thank you, Coach. We haven't had that home run hitter. But one of our this is I Know Ball. That's his Twitter handle. I hope so. He says we got to give our guys a fair shot, meaning Ritter. We got to give them a fair shot. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. All I'm telling you is this is now the third draft where we've had a top 10 pick, where we've gone, we're good.
Now, but again, if you told me we got the worst defense in the league, we got the worst test sack totals, and you told me 3 years in a row, our general manager, tight end, wide receiver, running back, some would say that's not the way you fix your problems. You know what I mean? If we're honest. But it's human nature. You're like, ooh, big-time Derrick Henry type running back, ooh.
But I said, Mike, I've said this. They're not going to a lot all of their picks for one position.
Right.
That's not what they do. Like, everything that's broke, everything that you're talking about. Okay, if you are sick and tired of sick, of us not getting the quarterback, let's spend our first three picks on edge rushers, and let's just see how it goes. No team does that.
No, the only time we ever did that was the year that we went and made that commitment where we went and got Lindstrom, remember, and we traded up and got McGarry in the bottom of the first round. And that was the first time that Mitroff really made that full commitment. And it was certainly, look, at the end of the day, these guys are still here.
Yep.
So we can argue about McGarry and his pass blocking. But again, Tyree Wilson, Bijan Robinson. Lucas Van Ness, Bijan Robinson. Some would say the best defense is an offense, and that's how we got to the Super Bowl in 16.
It is.
But it goes counter to every – I can't – you know what? You and your stupid harebrained schemes. I've been preaching edge rush for freaking 3 months.
All right, coming up, yeah, man, no, man. We say, hey, man, go check out our beer. You can get it at any Publix in the state of Georgia. If they don't have it, ask for it. The original OG Blonde Ale, 5% alcohol, and, of course, the watermelon lime. Guys, spring is here. It's time to get some Hey Man Ale. Go get it. Hey Man. Mm. You can find it at your local package store as well. Yeah, man. No Man is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, Connor Riley will join us in about 20 minutes. Dog Nation, we'll talk about all the latest with the Dogs, spring ball, and much more. And also coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, he said it, but then he came back and said something else. We'll let you hear what he said. It's on the way. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Oh, turtle time. Turtle time. What's going on, Turtle?
Well, quite frankly, Carl, Stephen A. had himself a moment on TV.
Oh. Today?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, see, here's the thing. J.J. Redick has become a staple on First Take. I think he's really good.
Okay.
Partly because he's not on there to scream and yell.
Yeah.
He's on there to give semi-nuanced opinion about the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, they were having a classic debate. Are NBA players fearful of LeBron James the same way that they were Michael Jordan?
Mm. Oh.
JJ gave a nice nuanced answer about the definition of fear and the accolades of LeBron James and how that narrative is silly. Stephen A. decided to pause the show and say, JJ, let me explain to you how First Take works.
JJ, I'm going to help you out here because, you know, see, you become more and more exceptional in the world of television, but I'm going to help you out here because I know these kind of subjects frustrate the living hell out of you, but I'm going to eradicate your frustration once and for all by giving you a perspective that I want you to hold on to. Stop paying so much attention to the question and pay more attention to the conversations that those questions provoke. Because usually when we're asking a question, it's just an excuse to get into a bigger, broader picture, which allows you to educate the world on your perspective on basketball, which is something I think a lot of folks need to hear from both you and Legs. That's how you got to look at it. See, you don't get so frustrated with the questions. I'm just helping your brother out for future reference. Just be excited about the conversation it provokes.
So basically, let me tell you how this works and what you're missing out on, and regardless of whatever the hell you just said.
Do the show the way I want you to do it, JJ, not the way you're doing it now.
Yeah, well, now I do know, and you said this, and I don't know when this was, because I don't watch it as frequently as others. I just see snippets. And wasn't he, along with Mad Dog, didn't they get into it one time? JJ?
Yes, about the eras debate.
Yes.
This player could play in that era and vice versa.
And so it got heated. And Mike, here's the deal. All right, for me, on this. That is an after the show conversation if Stephen A. wants to have that conversation with JJ Redick.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's just
seriously.
It's, the level of condescension there is just it's not what you do. It's kind of like what happened with Skip, and that's a completely different dynamic, obviously, with Skip and what's going on with Shannon Sharp. But you have some of those conversations which again should have been off the air, creeped on the air.
Yeah.
Crept on the air. Yeah, that's just to me, it's Stephen A., look, man, like you don't have the market cornered on like wisdom. You've said some stupid stuff and you've gotten your facts screwed up seven ways to Sunday, so much we've talked about a lot on this program. So look, Steve's entertaining. It's entertainment at the end of the day. But yeah, that's way out of line, man.
No.
That's some jive stuff.
I'd be paying so much attention to the question.
Yeah. And I can say that because I've been in those rooms. I'm telling you, like that is a after production show, we're talking about what went right, what went wrong, and hey, tomorrow, and you go, by the way, Dukes, don't pay so much attention. That's something say after. You don't say that on the because Mike, now you're basically minimalized and clowned me to the point where, you know, what you say or your opinions, even though it's an opinion-based show, don't matter, Mike. So, you know what? Just pay more attention to the question.
If you want to say, look, man, this is more about entertainment, we're not going to get down, as we always joke around, you and I, we're not going to get to the subatomic level like some guys. But, I mean, yeah, sometimes in shows like that, it's all about the broad strokes. But if the guy, if Redick's bringing some, if he's bringing some good information, and he's backing it up with facts, and Steve didn't jive it, well, then, to me, that's a bogus card to pull in that scenario.
Right? I'm with you. That is a complete no man to me, by the way.
No man. Jose.
Yeah.
Guys, the Masters just got a little less compelling.
Uh-oh.
They lost a big member of their weekend.
Who's not going to be there?
The peach ice cream sandwich.
Are you cereal?
Is now officially off the menu. Permanently.
Oh, permanently. Why? Why?
Due to supply chain issues.
There you go.
Steel!
And will be replaced.
With?
Quote, in the future, a berry ice cream product.
Okay.
Not the same.
Yeah, Georgia peach, you want to have that peach ice cream sandwich.
The ceremonial dessert, the peach ice cream sandwich. Mm. Gone. Stricken from the record books.
I mean, the peaches are, I mean, millions of peaches. Peaches for free, right? Here, South Carolina, they can't find enough peaches to make it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong in the world.
Supply chain
issues.
How long are we going to deal with this?
I'm a big ice cream sandwich guy.
I love it too. I mean, that's.
Fingers don't get too cold. You get to enjoy the goodness.
Well, there are some things you go to the Masters, if you've gotten a chance to go, all right, that you just absolutely have to have.
Right. That's, pimento cheese sandwich.
That's one of them. That's all I'm saying. Like, there are things that you go and you go, I'm here. I've got to have it. It's like having Mickey ears, okay? You've got to have it. You've got to have the chocolate Mickey bar. There's just certain things that you're there. You got to have it. That is very, very disappointing, Chris. Very disappointing.
All right, one more, because this one's going to take a while.
Okay.
What is the greatest gift a man could receive?
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, Carl, you read my mind.
I only get that once a year.
Yeah.
I only get that once a year.
Speak for yourself.
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. That's
as
it.
As we know.
That's all I get.
As we know.
Everything else is rather perfunctory.
Jimmy Garoppolo is heading to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And according to TMZ, he has received an offer from not one, but two members of the famous Chicken Ranch brothel.
Ooh.
For sex, for life.
He doesn't need that. Guy can walk any bar in America. Women throw themselves at him. They already have in San Francisco.
Well, Caitlin Bell and Alice Little quoted that the hunk coming to Las Vegas can receive free sex for life by them at their brothel.
Okay,
if he so chooses. Ooh.
Wow.
So, yeah, man, man.
So, basically, he just walks in and it's on. There's no nothing. There's no payment. There's no, I need your credit card.
But, again, he doesn't need any of that. He gets
Mike, let me live vicariously. Be quiet for a second. Let me live vicariously. Go ahead. So, what is this? You just walk in and what happens?
He walks in and the two ladies will greet him
separate
or together.
Oh.
At the timing.
Well, now, Mike, he might not be getting that everywhere.
In place of his choosing.
So, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I watched The Cat House when it was on HBO.
Yeah,
not a fan. You know, you could honestly. I think you put the work in at a bar, Carl, as opposed to the freebies you get over there.
But the 2023 version with OnlyFans and things of the like, I will say the ladies have stepped their game up.
Okay.
Because as Mike said, you know, 20, 30 years ago, when the internet wasn't around,
things weren't
as available as they are today.
Well, we don't have to go that far back. I mean, we can go back to 2003. I mean, seriously, like everybody thinks the internet has been here forever.
Right.
My kids, they don't know what it is to be without the internet. So, yes, you're right. What's your question? Are you asking us if we would partake?
Yeah, if you were Jimmy G, would you take that deal?
If I was Jimmy G. If I was Mike Bell, maybe, but as Jimmy G, no, because Jimmy G can basically walk into any bar, any casino in Las Vegas and just say, hey, I'm Jim Garoppolo. How you doing?
Do we know if Jimmy's got game like that, though?
He was dating a porn star in San Francisco. A
couple years ago, they were spotted
out. So he likes porn stars. Mike, he likes Chicken Ranch chicks.
He likes dirty girls.
So maybe this is his thing.
But Las Vegas is a city filled with dirty girls. You have to drive 50 miles out of the desert. I got to be honest with you. There's better options at the bar at Mandalay Bay, if we're honest.
You've got a helicopter there.
Well, these are professionals now. They might be able to provide something that he's looking for that he can't get elsewhere.
You know what, Chris? I like the way you think.
No, not Jimmy. I say no man because he's Jimmy G. He doesn't need that. He can find it anywhere else.
I love how Mike could just turn his nose up at this offer.
It's
impressive.
Well, I'm not doing that. Listen, we thought that about Deshaun Watson.
And look what happened.
Well,
again, you could have just called an escort service and saved everybody at him a lot of money and aggravation.
He liked the back rubs, Mike.
I don't know if the back.
I can't do the motion. We're on TV. Sorry. I was going to simulate the massage experience.
Whispers.
We're on
television. Whispers. You have a dump button back there.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? He didn't like the back rub. He liked the other rub?
But my
point is.
A little bit lower.
He's an NFL quarterback, too. Yeah. This is the conversation Mike and I had. But for whatever reason, he didn't have the confidence to do whatever it is he should have been doing.
Sometimes, like, for instance, Eugene Robinson, Super Bowl Eve in Miami. Dan Reeves had the families at the hotel, which Eugene had his routine. One could argue that involved that. So he had to go take it to the streets as opposed to being able to bring it back to the hotel, which got him in all that trouble because obviously he was an undercover police officer. So some guys, again, you think the guy's got the world by the short and curlies, but he does need gratification.
Do you have to use that?
Well, I thought it was apropos based on the conversation.
Short and curlies? I'm going to say yeah, man, just because here's the deal. At some point, he'll probably be married. He'll have beautiful children and an unbelievable family. Like Tom Brady. It took forever, right? I mean, Brady finally, you know, and now we know where that's at. But the point is, at this point in his life, he may never have an opportunity like this. I'm going to say yeah, man.
But you remember that video? We talked about it in Guy Talk about 3 or 4 months ago. He was sitting courtside with George Kittle at a Warriors game.
Yes.
And the entire Warriors cheerleader squad came over to specifically talk to Jimmy Garoppolo at Oh Hi Kittle, and they moved on down.
Because he does look like a model.
Christian McCaffrey would get like a high, but I mean, they were locked into Jimmy G, so I just don't think, I think it's beneath him, honestly.
Well, Christian McCaffrey's dating Olivia Culpo. I think he's just fine.
Oh, yeah, he's got one. I think dating or going to the Chicken Ranch is beneath him.
Yes. But again, I've never understood the a friend of mine, not me personally, but if you've been to Las Vegas,
whatever,
you don't,
whatever,
you would. We'll call this
a
guy
a friend of yours. Who's his friend?
We'll call him Tony the Mailman. But anyway, you don't need to go out to that place when you consider what you could find at any hotel on the Strip. If we're honest,
we'll call him Bike Mel.
Yeah, I love it. A friend went out there.
We'll call him Frankie.
It is a haul. That show that Mike's talking about, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Connor Riley on the way. That show Mike's talking about was on HBO for a couple of years, and it was specifically about how guys go out there, and it gave you the inside scoop on what goes on, if you didn't know. But I've never been out there like that. I've never been out there.
I've told the story. My cousin, for those you met, my cousin's a really good looking guy, and he's always been a rock star with the ladies. Always came very easy to Tony.
So why did he go to the chicken ranch?
No, I'm referring why you don't need to because there are many women that work the night in Vegas. But we were at a bar. Girl gives him the number. He goes, "Well, you want to hang out with us?" She goes, "No, I'm going out with my friends. You go out with your friends. I'll hook up with you later." We're in the limo. He calls her up. "Yo, Angela. It's Anthony." "Yeah, from Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I want to see you too." "What's that?" $800. I had no intention to pay. "Hello? Hello?" And all night, Tony's like, "I got a girl waiting on me." It was a rude awakening for my cousin.
Yeah, that happens. All right, Turtle, we got to get out of here, man.
All right, shout out to the Bunny Ranch and Taxi Cab Confessions. 12-year-old me, HBO, Friday night, baby. I was locked in.
The Bunny Ranch. I call it Chicken Ranch. Bunny Ranch, right.
The Chicken Ranch is the name of the one that Jimmy's got the
is
offer
that the
from.
One? Yeah. Okay, all right, right. Gotcha.
Right. All right, Turtle, hit the music.
You're going to call it the Bunny Ranch because something soap and water won't wash off ranch doesn't sound good on a sign.
Mike, I think they're safe. I think you're overthinking this. I really do.
Sounds like you're talking from experience.
I'm just saying, listen, we've got friends that have gone abroad, and they have these places that are very similar, and they've talked about it. It's 2023. I mean, it's not 1972 and STDs and all that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.